So can you translate the words of davening in the middle of davening? In other words, you feel a connection to God. If you throw out, you may read the Hebrew, but you have this desire to say the words in English. It will give you better kavana as you're reading, Birchas Kriya Shema or Pesukei Zimra. You want to translate halukas, whatever it is. You start reading and you throw it out. Or in the middle of davening, you want to just scream out to Hashem, Hashem, help me, in the middle of Pesukei Zimra. Now, at first glance, you think that's, heretical. What do you mean? You're not allowed to talk during Pesukei Zimra. You're not even supposed to make any hand motions during Shemona Esrei. So what is the halacha? So you read Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorach li-zohir, you need to be careful, mi-lahavsik b'dibur, from making any hafsaka, any break with extra words, mi-sheyasko, from when you start Baruch Shamar, ad sov Shemon Esrei, to the end of Shemon Esrei. In other words, no talking whatsoever other than tefillah. Says the Ramah, v'afil tzorach mitzvah, even for a mitzvah purpose, ein l'daber, you're not allowed to talk, bein Baruch Shamar, t'yishtabach. So it's quite clear, there's no talking for mitzvah purposes, no extra words that you're not allowed to throw in there for in the middle of davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'chol makom sh'asur l'hafsik, any place that you're not allowed to talk, afilu b'loshon kodesh asur l'daber. So you're not even allowed to throw in an extra phrase in Hebrew that you feel will bring you closer to God in the middle of Pesukei Zimra or in the middle of the Birchas Kriya Shema. So that leaves our question. Can you, though, translate the words? Is that an extra word or not? I'm reading the halukas and I want to say, praise the Lord in the middle of it, and that somehow gives me more kavana, which it may. It's reading the mumble jumble, blah, 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 doesn't really do it for a lot of people. So you want to say, in the middle of it, all the legions of the heavens praise God as well. Says Moshe Feinstein. Are you permitted to say the words in English at a place where you're not allowed to otherwise talk? Kavanas bir tefillah. You'll explain the tefillah. And because of this, you have a greater connection to God. Pashut, it's obvious. Shehu hefsik, the aser. Forbidden to do so. You're not allowed to do that. Surely not in the middle of a bracha. Even between the paragraphs. Even if during Pesukei Zimra it's aser. What should you be thinking then? Just read the words. Even if it's a mumble jumble. That's what we all do. That's what kavana means. Kavana doesn't mean like having these deep thoughts that like you connect with God necessarily. It's simply reading the words, translating them, and understanding them in your head. You know what they mean, thinking in the translation. It's not to repeat the words. Sometimes you see people that they can't get out the words. So we say, haluka. Until they finally get the right kavanah. He says, you're not supposed to do that. Mekol shegein shlo targum, don't translate it. Shulachs or some blush nacher to say it in another language. V'rov b'amim, he says, half the time, ain ben perish. Most of the time, he said, you won't even get the proper read. What are you going to translate? Haluka, praise? Exalt? Whatever. V'kashal advarim shemekalkos. You're going to say the wrong explanation. Going to Yosef Atevis, you'll add an extra, types of words. You'll say extra the or and. Shemetargim shuabim komam of kedai oser. Aye, so what about my favorite topic in the whole world, the chazanim ukvetch? You want to knock off all the chazanim in case anyone doesn't know. I don't like, long davenings. And so, let's say you have a chazan who's getting up there and he's going, Can you end that based on this? Says Rav Moshe, no. V'lo dami l'nigunim ba'alma. Nigunim, those you're stuck with. Sh'av sh'nishma k'ein avar. It sounds like you're saying an extra word. Oh, no. It sounds like saying the word un or give me a better example. I don't know, you say, it sounds like that. He says, Kamen Shainu Avar Shum Kavana Dibra. You don't really intend to say anything. It's ain't a hefsik. It's not a hefsik. So the upshot is Ramosha's, you're not allowed to translate the words, but you are allowed to sing. Comes along Rav Sternbach and he cites his Rebbe, Ramosha Schneider, who and many Chassidish Rabbanim, who they would cry out, Heiliger Tata, help uns. Right? Holy Father, Heiliger Tata, help us. In the middle of davening, in the middle of Pesukim Zimra. So he says he saw Rav Moshe Schneider's Rebbe do that all the time, and he saw other Hasidic Rebbes. So it seems to go against Rav Moshe. So Rav Sternbach says the pshat is kishamosif lo nikrasach. It's not called talking. Kevin shuzerach tefilah minyana. It's not a hefsek. It's part of tefilah. You scream out, "Heilige Bashefer, Heilige Tata, help funds." Vim bezem mechav and weibo yosef espal. If it helps you daven more kavan, he says, "Aim bezelvon." It's not a sin. Vakarsh baruch hu yiro alev. And Hashem looks at your heart. It's not a Hasidic Rebbe. Rav Sternbach is a grandson of the Gra. This is not Hasidic Torah. We'll get to Hasidic Torah in a second. However, Rav Sternbach says, though, still, you shouldn't daven maybe in two languages, because some say you shouldn't daven in two languages. So if you're going to cry it out, maybe it's better to cry it out in Hebrew. In a later volume of his Truvas Hanhagos, he quotes the Heilige Toldos Aaron Rebbe, who died in 1996. In 1993, you know, the big buildings of Meish Arim, everyone goes to the Toldos Aaron Tish and the Toldos Avraham Mitzvah, right? So the Rev Toldos Aaron Rebbe, quotes his father-in-law, Reb Aaron Roth, who was the first Toldos Aaron Rebbe, actually, which is an offshoot of Satmar, and he said he heard his father-in-law years ago. He asked his father-in-law, "Can you say the words Heiliger Bashefer in the middle of davening?" Which means, I think, Holy Hashem, right? And he writes like this. I put this in Google Translate for Yiddish, so someone could help me out if this is the wrong translation. S is zogt zich alein is mutter, which according to Google Translate means it goes without saying that it is permissible. In other words, it's totally fine according to the Hasidic Rebbe to say, you know, the Toldos Aaron Rebbe to say, "Hey, look, Rebbe Shefer, help me, God," which would mean in English you could say, "Please, Hashem, help me," in the middle of your Pesukei Zimra, in the middle of everything, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you could call it out quietly, but you would be allowed to call it out. Says the Oz Nidru of the Mishnah Halachas, the Ungva Rebbe as well, says it's fine to say Heilige Bashefer. However, the Oz Nidru suggests you not spread this in a public forum like we're doing right now. Why? Because it's going to cause people to mistake what you're allowed to do. If they hear you're allowed to call out Heilige Bashefer, next thing they're going to do, they're going to talk about, you know, the big trade that went on in the NBA last night. So that's what everyone's going to be talking about. Because what's the difference? I'm calling out Heilige Bashefer, I'm calling out a Heilige basketball player. And so they're not going to understand the difference. And therefore, you have to be very careful how you spread this halacha. You're only allowed to call out things which help your tefillah. You're not allowed to call out, you know, things that are not holy and things like that. That's why he suggests don't follow this on a practical level. The Igros Moshe says the Oz Nidru said this whole thing was usher. You're not going to say anything? He says Igros Moshe is wrong, and he argues with Igros Moshe. Oz Nidru had the power to say that. So it's a big machokas. To sum it up, Igros Moshe says don't say anything besides davening during davening. The Hasidic Rebbe seems to say, you can say anything Heilige Bashefer at any point. If Sternbach and Oz Nidru are somewhere in the middle, maybe it's okay, but probably better not to, at least not to spread this word to other people, because it's going to cause a lot of problems.